around the world, different regions are in very different places, and companies are in different places as a result of that. In the United States, you've had a period of, to some degree, on issues like climate change denial, and that's beginning to break down, and it's breaking down very rapidly. So you see companies, for example, in the financial sector, like Goldman Sachs, talking about the environment and green issues in a very, very different way than they would have done a few years ago. You see General Electric, which hasn't been a great ally of the environmental movement, launching its Eco-Imagination initiative. And initially, people are dismissing that very much as greenwash. But when you look at the numbers, very serious growth going on inside that business in some of these areas. And then perhaps to top it all, you see Walmart. Most people's sort of bogey company in a way, announcing some of its initiatives around renewable energy, energy efficiency, sustainable fisheries, and so on. And in a sense, it almost doesn't matter whether Walmart is serious or genuinely wanting to go green or whatever. This stuff is starting to cascade through their supply chain. They have 61,000 vendors. These are companies around the world. And in the work that we do with companies, they're saying, now, whether they're 3M or DuPont or Dow or whatever, they're saying this company is serious, and it's driving us to do things that we hadn't previously thought would be possible.
Let's look at the consumer level. I think typically most people are not spending a lot of time researching on whether which brand of cornflakes is most carbon-free or sustainable. I think most people make their decisions based on commercials or packaging at the store. How can they make better choices about sustainable products or companies?
You're absolutely right. I think most people rely on things like brands. I mean, they trust a brand or they don't, and they hope that a brand will deal with environmental or fair trade or whatever issues appropriately. But there are certain moments when things start to speed up, and this is one of them. And then a different set of actors come in. I mean, traditionally, the activist campaigning groups, the NGOs and so on, play an incredibly important role in denting brands or building the credibility of particular brands. And increasingly you get these standards around environmental and fair trade issues. But actually, I think the key actors at the moment, this is certainly true in Europe and in my own country, the United Kingdom, you're seeing the supermarkets getting involved again. They did it in the late 80s, early 90s. They played a very important role. That has a huge knock-on impact.
Let's talk about the energy sector for just a moment. We've seen a lot of renewable energy being built around the world lately, but we seem to see some power companies, some oil companies still digging in their heels and fighting tooth and nail to keep things just the way they are. Are we going to see a sea change in the energy sector like we are beginning to see in many of the other sectors of the economy?
That's a very difficult question to answer because I think you're going to see several different trends at the same time. You're going to see, for example, the coal industry, Peabody and people like that, digging in and saying, basically, you know, we're going to continue to burn a huge amount of coal. Yes, it's going to have to be clean coal, but you're going to have that trend. You're going to have the Exxon Mobils of this world trying to look a bit more civilized and say, we've been misunderstood, we've got to communicate better, and so on, but basically still anti-climate change is a real issue. And then you've got a bunch of other actors. In Europe, you've got companies like Statoil, BP, Shell, who've actually gone through that tipping point quite a number of years back, basically believe climate change is a reality, still thinking that fossil fuels is a very large part of our energy future, but are starting to explore what they do on renewables and energy efficiency and so on. So I think you've got differentiation, and I don't think this is an issue of leopards changing their spots. I mean, some of the companies that are finding this very difficult to deal with will continue to find it very difficult to deal with, even if they become a bit more sophisticated on the communication front.